I can assure you that the builders of AI systems already know that these AI systems will replace all human beings in terms of labor, or nearly all. Labor, generative tasks, you know, screenwriting, doing graphics, doing movies, you name it, editing text, whatever. We're going to see generations of people become jobless. And there was a warning that came out of Japan now. Two prominent Japanese companies, I don't have the names in front of me, but Japanese tech companies that have warned about the dangers of AI, saying that if we don't get a handle on this, it's going to destroy the social order. And what they mean by that is that there will be so many people who have not just lost their jobs and incomes, but have lost their place in society, that depression will take over. You know, because having a job is more than just earning money. It's also feeling useful to society. And the day is coming when 1,000 workers show up at an Amazon fulfillment warehouse and Amazon tells them, oh, and guess what? 990 of you have been replaced by warehouse robots. Look, they have fingers and opposing thumbs, and they can do everything that you did, but better, cheaper, faster. Mm-hmm. We'll keep 10 of you around to help correct the training of the robots, to show them, you know, the patterns that are necessary for them to replicate. And we'll keep 10 of you around, and we're going to hire a couple of robot repair technicians. But pretty soon, those people will also be replaced by robotic robot repair technicians. And this is how it's going to go. Now, think through this with me, because it's easy to arrive at the correct conclusion about where this is going and what's going to happen. First of all, what's it going to look like in the cities of the world when billions of people are suddenly jobless and unemployed? You know, what's that going to look like? Well, it's pretty obvious. It's going to be riots, mass revolts, uprisings of angry people being replaced by robots. Now, the corporations will replace them. Don't have any illusions about that. There's no corporation that's going to say to itself, oh, we'll just pay extra and keep the humans around. You know, the humans that sue us, the humans that show up smoking pot or, you know, addicted to substances, the humans that have accidents and accidentally cut off their hands and then sue us for you know, job accidents or what have you. The humans that hit on other humans with sexual innuendo. No, there's no corporation that's going to keep humans around if they can replace them with robots. Not going to happen. So every grocery store in the world, eventually, every grocery store wants to get rid of the human, not just the cashiers in the checkout lane, but the restockers, especially the restockers that work late at night or, you know, late hours, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., they're restocking the shelves. That's a very robotic type of job. It's a repetitive motion job. It's moving boxes, opening boxes. Robots are going to do that very soon, within a couple of years. And the cost of these robots is going to be amortized to where it's just like payroll. So in other words, there will be financial companies that will bankroll the purchase of the robots, and then you, as a grocery store owner, let's say, you'll just pay a monthly salary to the robot or the finance company that funded the robot. And that's how they're going to make this affordable for employers. You're not going to have to come up with millions of dollars to buy robots. You're just going to switch your payroll from a human payroll to a robot loan payment, or a lease payment, technically. That's really what it's going to be. And the robot leasing companies, they will have, you know, strong capital, and they'll also have repair technicians, and they'll send out repair technicians, or they'll do routine maintenance, because those robots will have replaceable parts, and there will be things that wear out and break, or, you know, there's going to be routine, like lubrication of the metal joints, the exoskeleton, whatever. Or, you know, software upgrades. I mean, that'll probably be done remotely because they'll all be connected to Wi-Fi and 5G. So you're not going to have to worry about it as an employer. The robots are going to do the jobs. Now, if you're part of the evil government that's already working on depopulation, and you know why, how do you plan to handle this situation? Well, already answered that. Depopulation. What you do is you get rid of all the so-called useless eaters. You find ways to kill off the masses so that they don't revolt against you. How do you do that? Well, it's very simple. You launch another bird flu pandemic and tell people there's a miracle vaccine that will save them. And anybody dumb enough to line up and take the jab, guess what? They die. You know, within a couple of years or whatever. Because it's a death jab. It's a depopulation jab. You know that. But there are other methods of depopulation. Engineered famine, for example. War, violence, radiation fallout. Do you realize that robots are far more resistant to radioactive events than are humans? You know that? Because biology gets really wrecked by ionizing radiation. You get chromosomal breaks, and then, you know, your cells all start falling apart, your skin falls off, and, you know, you're gone. Robots, to a certain extent, though, can handle a lot more radiation. Now, there's a limit, obviously. They found that out trying to roll robots into Fukushima right after the accident there. The robots got fried. But if you're not close to a nuclear meltdown event, robots can actually last a very long time because, you know, they're not biology. So they can cause, the globalists, they can cause a nuclear war with radiation fallout that kills off billions of human beings, and they can still get the robot future that they want because robots will still live through the radiation. So one of the ways, of course, they're trying to kill off the global population is through this invocation of climate change to shut down the energy infrastructure and to shut down food and farming operations. This is all engineered famine. It's designed to achieve global depopulation. And they're going to keep cranking that up. You know, every day you hear them talking about climate change, we have to stop combustion engines, we have to stop using air conditioning, we have to stop using electricity from fossil fuels. We have to stop farms. We have to stop food production. That's all about global depopulation, obviously. Now then, suppose they manage to kill off billions of people. They need a way to dispose of all the bodies. And this is why human composting is being legalized across more and more states in the U.S. and more countries around the world. And human composting is when they take the dead body, they chuck it in a giant vat, they add a bunch of lye, basically, and it liquefies the skin, the tissue, the bones into a, what I call a flesh goo. And then they flush the flesh goo down the drain of the city. You know, it comes out of the funeral homes or wherever. And it goes into the sewage system. And then, of course, the sewage in the United States is used as, quote, organic fertilizer to be spread on the farms. So they can disappear tens of millions of bodies by flushing them down the drains and then spreading the flesh goo on the food farms in order to contaminate them even more. Now, that's called the biosludge, and it's the routine practice of every city in America. It's not the case in most European countries. They actually incinerate the biosolids, which would be the safer thing to do. But in America, we just take the feces, the sewage, and we just dry it out a little bit and ship it on trucks and just dump it all over the farms everywhere across America. So that's happening, and soon, you know, there's going to be all these dead bodies in there. So that's how they get rid of a bunch of people. And then as another weapon against humanity, they will roll out CBDCs after an engineered financial collapse. So the CBDCs will be the way that the government presents itself as your savior. Like, oh, did your bank collapse? You lost all your money? Don't worry. We will reinstate your funds. All you have to do is sign up for this central bank digital currency and give us the power to control your wallet, monitor your spending, put limits on your spending. Oh, no ammo for you, you know. So that's coming. And then they will use CBDCs to control people and also engineer mass starvation while they set food rationing limits on your purchases. So you go to the grocery store and you'll be paying with your CBDC wallet. You know, I mean, maybe not you, but most people will. And then it'll be, oh, there's a limit, just one chicken per week for you. You know, only 1 pound of hamburger per week because of the climate. Can't have you eating too much meat. Have you tried the cricket McNuggets? Yeah. So they're going to use the CBDCs to weaponize not only your money and your spending, but also the food supply, so that you will never quite have enough food to survive. Remember, what Israel is doing to Gaza, the globalists plan to do to you. Engineered famine, mass murder, just bombing people to death, setting off, you know, false flag operations, whatever it takes. Right now, the rise of AI is about to make most humans obsolete. And this was just admitted by Larry Summers, you know, a CFR guy, a big globalist guy, a former Treasury Secretary. And he says that AI and humanoid robotics, essentially, is the biggest improvement in labor since the Industrial Revolution. And if you recall, the Industrial Revolution was, of course, the rise of machines. So you had big industrial machines in these factories, but you always needed a person to man the machine. Or it could be a woman, obviously, just using that generically. You needed a person to run the machine. Just like, yeah, tractors really amplify output of farms, and tractors are responsible for making food very affordable, relatively speaking. But you always had to have a farmer drive the tractor. You know, you had to have somebody repair the tractor. You had to have people in the loop. Well, those days are almost over. Now, the machines will be run by machines. Or you could say the machines will run themselves. So you'll ultimately have a robot tractor, AI-driven farm equipment, that you'll give it instructions, maybe verbally or maybe through simple computer code or, you know, lines of descriptions or whatever. And then it will carry out those tasks using its AI model, and it will drive its own wheels, and it will shift its own gears, and it will control its own engine RPMs, and it will do everything that it needs to do, except you got to put in more diesel. You got to change the oil every once in a while. You got to fix the flat tire, whatever. But other than that, it's an autonomous robotic tractor. So then you don't need the human driving the tractor. And now one farmer can buy 10 tractors, and he can manage 1,000 acres or more because, well, the tractors are robots at this point, you see. So you don't need as many farmers. You don't need as many humans. Same thing, obviously, with automobile assembly factories and food production facilities. Even processing meat, which is currently done mostly by migrant workers in the meat plants, that will in time be taken over by humanoid robots, and they will outperform the migrant workers. And then all of a sudden, you know, Tyson Foods won't be announcing, hey, we're going to hire 42,000 migrant workers. No, they're going to be announcing, we're going to fire 42,000 migrant workers because we're bringing in like 30,000 robots because they're more efficient. They're faster. So they're not even going to need the migrants at this point. Now, at the moment, migrants are being used to replace Americans in order to destroy America from within. But the next phase of this is the replacement of the migrants with the robots. So there's like replacement theory round two coming. And at that point, even the migrants are eventually going to figure out, hey, we're being targeted now too. See, right now, migrants are the precious ones. Everything is to protect the migrants, but that's just to get rid of the Americans. Once that phase is done, then it's going to shift. As the humanoid robots come in, it's going to be, well, migrants are on the target list now. And now the robots are the precious ones, you see. Now, have no illusions that robots will be used as police. There will be robotic police vehicles and police motorcycles. You know, autonomous, self-driving motorcycles with no rider, but they're police robot cycles, basically. And in the military, of course, you're going to have robotic soldiers. Now, already, Russia has demonstrated robotic armored vehicles that took part in a recent battle there. There was some footage that was released of these relatively small autonomous robot vehicles. It looked like they were tracked vehicles that can carry rifles, and they can, you know, seek out and destroy the enemy. That's just the beginning. Soon, you're going to have robotic tanks, like full-size main battle tanks driven by AI, no humans on board. You're going to have, you know, advanced swarm AI flying robots, you know, drones. that will talk to each other. I mean, this is actually already in existence in Russia. But these drones will talk to each other. They will choose targets. They will coordinate their efforts in order to have maximum damage onto the targets. But then also, in time, you're going to have robotic humanoid soldiers. Little by little, these will replace human soldiers, and you're going to end up with just a human, you know, squad leader running a squad of robot soldiers. And yeah, there will still be humans in the loop for a while, you know, until Skynet takes over and exterminates all human beings. But you're going to have the amplification of the effectiveness of a human soldier leader, you know, like I said, like a platoon sergeant or, you know, a battalion commander or what have you. And you're going to have lots of robots under their command. It'll be humanoid robots, it'll be robot vehicles, it'll be robot drones. And the wars are going to be carried out by robots against, eventually, other robots. So robot wars is in our future. No exaggeration. That's what's coming. And then at some point, the robots will be unleashed to exterminate the remaining surviving humans who survived all the COVID jabs and all the food famine, all the depopulation, all the radiological attacks, the chemical weapons, the bioweapons, whatever. The humans that are remaining will be hunted down by the robots because the globalists will order them to do that. Because, of course, they don't want humans to exist that are outside the control grid of the globalists. So they've got to hunt them down and kill them. And they will have Terminators to do that. So, yes, the war with the machines is coming. This is it's the obvious extension of current policies. And governments, they don't give a crap about human beings. They don't care about any of them. Even all these millions of migrants coming across the southern border to get into the U.S., the Democrats don't care about those migrants. They would slaughter them. But they need their votes temporarily to stay in power. But even those migrants will be targeted and exterminated by robots when the time is right for the globalists to do that. There's no special love among the globalists for human beings. Not at all. They would rather see billions of human beings exterminated. Now, the good news in all of this, if I can offer a silver lining in this otherwise very doom-sounding podcast, is that as this technology comes into existence, it will be invoked or even taken on by pro-freedom forces, pro-humanity forces. So humanoid robots will be able to be captured and then reprogrammed with new code that allows those robots to work for humanity and to fight against the extermination. Even right now, large language models, AI generative systems, you know, we're using that technology to release our free downloadable AI models that help humans stay informed, aware, and to survive. And you can find that at brighteon.ai. By the way, you can download our first model that's already been released. It's called Neo Phi 2 PHI, by the way. Epoch 2 version 0.1. That was released last week. That's available. You can download it for free, non-commercial, no advertising, no surveillance. You can run it locally and you can use it. And we are coming out with far more advanced language models that we'll all be releasing for free as well. So that's an example of taking the enemy's technology where they want to enslave and dominate humanity. We take that technology and we reverse it. We reverse engineer it in a sense, and then we make it work for humanity. So that's going to happen with humanoid robots as well. There's going to be a whole industry of non-globalist controlled robots, you know, like an open source community of robot code. And if you can get your hands on the right hardware, you can load up the open source programs and you can actually end up running robots that are not trying to kill you, you know? So it's not the technology itself that is the threat to humanity. It's the globalists using that technology against humanity. That's the real threat. But if we are smart and clever, we can harness that technology, turn it against the globalists, and protect and defend human sovereignty, human liberty, and human lives from here forward. And then maybe at some point, the globalists actually get defeated, huh? There will probably be a mass casualty event in our futures where billions of human beings are exterminated, perhaps by the next vaccine death jab, perhaps by the globalists taking down the power grid or a financial reset, or maybe Skynet, robot Terminator apocalypse, who knows? But I don't think they can kill us all. I think that we, the people, are smarter and more capable and more resilient than ever before. We've been made tougher by all the oppression and the censorship. We've been made tougher by all the whole COVID fiasco and all the attempts to try to murder us in the hospitals and to try to deny us access to things like ivermectin. We've been made tougher and we're better informed now than ever before in human history. So this is the time of the resurgence of humanity. Now, there's going to be a great collapse. We're not through the darkness phase yet. There will be global depopulation. Billions will die. I'm estimating 2 to 4 billion. So a quarter to a half of the current world population will be dead. But out of that, we will be able to construct a civilization rooted in decentralization of power, a civilization that favors the interests of the people, and hopefully all the corrupt anti-human lunatics will be arrested and prosecuted. We can shape our own future together. That future will involve some technology. It will involve robots. It will involve AI and large language models and all this. But let's make that technology work for us instead of against us, instead of enslaving us. That's what I'm hoping to contribute to. You can check out our projects right now, Brighteon.ai for our AI language model, or check out Brighteon.io, which is our decentralized peer-to-peer free speech platform that was built on the Bastion engine. And it's active and functioning right now. You should go there and sign up. That's Brighteon.io. Sign up, reserve your username, start posting. Because that cannot be censored. You cannot be censored. I can't censor you. Even though that's our domain, that's our app, I can't censor you because it's uncensorable. It's peer-to-peer decentralized. There are no hosting servers anywhere. And it really can't be taken offline unless they take down the whole internet. So check those out, Brighteon.ai and Brighteon.io. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. Take care. Let me share with you what's new at healthrangerstore.com. We've got an amazing new product, and it's called Golden Milk. I've got some here on the desk showing you. Those are some of the new products. Well, some back in stock. Coco Energize is back in stock. That's got the mushroom blend in it, including the lion's mane mushroom. We've also got the ahi flower oil in the green bottles there. That's the best plant-based oil that's kind of like fish oil, but it's not from fish. It's only from plants. But let me tell you about this golden milk. If you could show my screen, this organic golden milk superfood blend, you just blend it with water and it makes a delicious drink. Let me show you the ingredients right here. Look at this. Coconut milk powder, date sugar, all organic, organic curcumin, turmeric, root powder, ginger root powder, ashwagandha powder, there's a big immune system modulator right there, and organic cinnamon powder. So think about these key ingredients. It's turmeric, it's ginger, it's ashwagandha, and it's cinnamon, and it's sweetened with date sugar, which is naturally low glycemic. This is a truly amazing product. It's super delicious, and it's just loaded with very healthy nutrients. Available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we've also got back in stock now, Organic Cocoa Energize. And this has the mushroom blend in it. So not only does it have lion's mane mushroom, but as you can see here, it's got maca powder, reishi powder, chaga, cordyceps, turkey tail, lion's mane, maitake, and shiitake mushroom powder. So also sweetened with coconut sugar. So just an amazing blend. If you love the taste of chocolate and you like the benefits of these medicinal mushrooms, then that's your best product right there. Coco Energize is back in stock at our store. And then we also have Organic Seven Treasures Mushroom Powder available at the store, healthrangerstore.com. This is available now, And it's got the same mushroom blend in it, but it's just concentrated or focused on the mushroom blend without cacao or any other sweeteners or ingredients like that. So be sure to check that out. Now, let me tell you about two infrastructure projects that are available right now, free of charge for you to use. The first one here is Brighteon.ai. So we've released our first artificial intelligence large language model. It's available now. You just register with your email address right here, and then you can download the language models free of charge. They're called Neo. You can download them to your local computer. You can run them. These are special large language model chatbots that we built that are built on base models. The first one is based on Phi-2. Another one's coming based on Mistral. And these allow you to have your own local chatbot with special knowledge in herbs, nutrition, food, gardening, permaculture, all kinds of things like that. And we're continuing with more training and more waves of training, but also an expanded data set. This is free for you to use. We're giving it to the world. It's non-commercial. It's open source. There's no ads on it. There's no surveillance. You use it locally, and it's a massive knowledge base, kind of like a Noah's Ark of knowledge that you can have at your fingertips on Mac, Windows, and Linux systems. So that's all available at Brighteon.ai. And then check out this. We've just announced this site, Brighteon.io, which is a decentralized peer-to-peer social media type of platform. And you're seeing posts here from some of the other users right now. I have no idea what they posted, but there's all kinds of stuff from all over the world. The point of this, Brighteon.io, is it's built on the Bastion platform. So it's completely decentralized. There are no central servers. It doesn't need any domain names to function if you download the app. And you can get the app at Brighteon.io/applications. That will take you to the app. And once you run the app, even if the internet kill switch is activated and domain names no longer function, the app will still work. This is our emergency comms backup system. So just go to Brighteon.io, download the app, and then follow me. My username is Health Ranger. We also have Natural News and Brighteon and so on. Follow me there. And then if something bad happens, the internet, domain name system goes down, but TCP/IP is still working, you'll be able to get our emergency messages through Brighteon.io, the application. Or if you don't want to use the app, and if domain names are working, you can just go to any web browser and type in Brighteon.io. I strongly encourage you to reserve your username now on the platform because it's going to get a lot more popular. So get your usernames, save your secret private key, which is basically your password to be able to log in, and you can start using this platform. There's no censorship. It's not even possible. Even the founders of this system, even the people who built it, can't kick people off of the system because it's structured based on decentralized blockchain technology. That's what powers this whole thing. This is really a revolution in freedom of speech. And I can see a lot more people moving over to this because Twitter is not really free speech. Elon says it is, but it isn't. There's a lot of shadow banning, a lot of deplatforming, a lot of links that are banned. In fact, Brighteon links are banned from Twitter right now, still. So use Brighteon.io instead, and make sure that you let your audience know that you are on Brighteon.io if you're a podcaster or an influencer or a business, and that this is a way they can always hear from you, even if the internet kill switch is activated. Now, finally, back to our store, healthrangerstore.com, and our new foods here. Superfoods, organic golden milk superfood blend. All of this is related. When you purchase our products at healthrangerstore.com, not only are you getting the healthiest, lab-tested, certified organic, heavily scrutinized, pure, pristine ingredients, no junk, no garbage, no fillers, you're getting the best superfood products in the world, you're also helping to support our other projects like Brighteon.io and Brighteon.ai. And these are infrastructure projects for human freedom, where we're giving you back the tech free of charge that you can use to empower your knowledge, to empower your voice, and to help defend yourself against censorship and against, nefarious governments that are trying to shut down humanity. So this is all related. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy our new products. Show my desk again. Just a little selection of what we have. Golden milk, you're definitely going to want to try that. It's super delicious. You might think drinking turmeric and ginger, how could it be delicious? But it is. It's quite delicious. Check out the Cocoa Energize. Check out the ahi flower oil and so many other products that we have available now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com, and I thank you for your support. We couldn't do it without you. God bless you, and God bless America. Take care.